As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 34 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
The Sun Bowl Parade has been a tradition in El Paso for nearly eight decades.
The El Paso Downtown Lions Club organized the parade in 1935, and it was originally held on New Year's Day to precede the annual Sun Bowl game. In 1978, the parade rescheduled for Thanksgiving Day.
Over 250,000 El Pasoans wake up early on Thanksgiving morning to claim their prime viewing spots along Montana.
This year's Sun Bowl Parade begins this morning at 10 at the corner of Montana and Ochoa and features floats, giant helium balloons, marching bands, Mexican drum and bugle corps units, and much more. Las Cruces boxer Austin No Doubt Trout is the grand marshal. The theme of the parade is memorable moments in entertainment.
The honorary grand marshals are El Paso High School students Mitchell Marcus and Jonathan Montañez. At a February basketball game pitting Franklin against Coronado, Mitchell Marcus, who has a developmental disability, was called into the game to make a shot for Coronado, but failed to score. His Franklin opponent, Jonathan Montañez, passed Marcus the ball. Marcus scored, and the crowd roared its approval.
The Sun Bowl Parade is the largest community event in the region and brings together service clubs, civic organizations, business, and industries across the community. The parade helps build excitement for the Sun Bowl game, the nation's second oldest college bowl game, which takes place this year on December 31st at Sun Bowl Stadium on the UTEP campus.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100, years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Luis Sainz.
And I'm Norma Martinez.